What if every student had a tutor and personalized learning was available to everyone? What if every family had a financial guide and their investments made for an optimistic future? What if every doctor could diagnose you in seconds and healthcare visits felt more personal? What if your business never slept and every customer's shopping experience felt like it was designed especially for them? It can with Agentforce, the powerful AI from Salesforce.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This message comes from Greenlight. Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on what your kids are spending with real-time notifications. Join millions of parents and kids building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get started risk-free at greenlight.com/iHeart.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
Sometimes the safest place is the most dangerous. You're tuned in to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring psychotherapist and author Siobhan Scott.
The world's getting a little bit darker in the world of hip-hop as more allegations continue to flow in against not only Diddy, but now a new allegation against rapper Jay-Z has come in. Of course, he has denied every single aspect of it, but it doesn't look great by any means for anyone's image just to have an allegation like that coming at you. Joining me to discuss, Siobhan Scott, psychotherapist and author. These are very, very harsh allegations. You're talking about a 13-year-old being raped and drugged in an after party of the MTV Music Video Music Awards back in September of 2000 and involving two of the biggest names now in the world of hip-hop and entrepreneurship as well. I mean, these guys aren't even known as rappers half the time anymore. They're known as business people. This certainly is going to have an impact on reputation and such, true or not. Let's take it from the angle of Jay-Z's not really truly involved in this. I mean, what kind of psychological damage that might do to a person, but also to those who look up to him and how to navigate something like this. If, let's say, this is just an accusation, is that's where it is right now.
Right, right. Yeah, it's absolutely devastating to people to have an accusation like this, any kind of sexual, you know, crime, no matter what it is, but particularly with a 13-year-old. And I think for all of us at this point, it's hard to imagine anyone being closely bonded with Sean Combs and not having some degree of awareness of what the guy was up to with the parties and the gallons of baby oil and, you know, just the layers of bizarre. How could you not have some awareness of it? So any kind of association at this point is not good. But yeah, if indeed he is innocent, it's going to have serious consequences.
What did you make of his reaction? It was a very detailed response. I do question if it went through any attorneys. Maybe it did, maybe it didn't. But I mean, there was some room for improvement in there in terms of PR. The letter, it's long. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but it was very harsh against not only Tony Busby, the attorney who's making the accusation, but also against the accuser as well. And then very much not saying anything about, you know, if this is a victim and it's not him, you know, any sort of sympathy or empathy there, but very much making it back about him and how difficult this is going to be to have to explain it to their daughter between Beyonce and Jay-Z and trying to explain all this. And true, that would be horrible if you have these accusations being made against you. But it was an interesting way to reply to such accusations, making it back about yourself. What's your take on all of that?
Yeah, good point. It doesn't come off sympathetic and appropriate. And, you know, I can understand it on some level because it feels very much, well, it is. It's a personal attack.
Yeah.
And if you're innocent, you're going to be outraged by that. Mm-hmm. If you're guilty, you may be playing outraged by it. But again, with people in the entertainment industry, not pointing any particular fingers, but it is common to see people who have very big egos and they don't respond well to criticism at all. So I wouldn't expect a lot of empathy from him in this case.
I was kind of surprised just by the overall tone of everything. And I mean, an utter denial, which that's fine. If you have nothing to hide, I think that would be my initial reaction too, until an attorney says, calm down, let's calculate this a little bit more. That damage is certainly going to be done if there is something to it. What do you think is going to be one of the more telling things in terms of things that may happen down the line that would either validate or discount these accusations, aside from any more statements being made by the parties?
Yeah, you really need some, particularly going back this period of time, you need some kind of corroborating evidence. Did this young girl tell other people? Was anyone else aware of it? Is there any kind of supporting evidence? Or is somebody going to come forward and say, no, she wasn't even there. She was at some other place at that particular time. So is it somebody who's manipulative and profiteering or trying to profiteer? Or is there some kind of corroboration? And I think they're going to need that, but there may be.
We've seen Sean Diddy Combs' reputation slowly erode and then massively fall away as more and more allegations came in. There was several over the years that kind of came and kind of went. And then the Cassie thing happened and then tons of accusations started flowing in. What would that say if we started seeing that about Jay-Z?
Yeah, that's certainly possible because for a person, if a person would engage in this kind of behavior with essentially the rape of a child, it probably didn't just happen once. You know, there would be other questionable kinds of behavior that would come out. And so that's again, something that time will tell. It's really an awful mess. It's just a sad, sad thing all around.
And I think one of the big things is people look at this and the question is how? How would someone do this? Why would someone do this? I mean, you're talking two people in this allegation and a third person, a female celebrity who is yet to be named, saying that she was there watching this this take place. I mean, what the hell has to go on with someone's mind and life that, I mean, at this point, they're up and coming artists. This was fairly early on in their careers. But they just to go and do take your job out of it, take celebrity out of the mix. Anybody who's going to think that this is a good idea to participate in something like this is just, I think, baffling to most of us.
Yeah, it is truly baffling. And you can certainly look at perpetrators like this and say, boy, something went wrong early in life as far as the way that their sexual attractions were developed. And there's a tremendous lack of empathy and the desire for power over another person and how that gets mixed with sexual arousal. I think for most of us, we're not wired that way, and it doesn't make any sense.
I mean, but obviously some people are wired that way. And then that's how, I mean, I guess this sort of thing ends up taking place. This has to be a difficult thing for any children involved in this. Obviously, Diddy has several. We've seen them in the birthday party tapes. We've seen them throughout time. And they are all standing by their dad. But let's talk about that now, because there's other kids involved in this now on the side of Jay-Z and Beyonce. How do the children process information like this when accusations are being made about their parents? Not going into the validity of any of it being true or not, just somebody makes these accusations against your dad. I mean, what's the next thing? Like, how do kids handle something like that?
It's horrible for kids, absolutely horrible, because they identify, as we all do when we're kids, identify with their parents. You know, their parents have everything to do with who they are. And so there's this tremendous sense of shame around it. And you know that other kids that they associate with are going to be aware of it. There's going to be some kind of teasing that goes on, often a lot of that, social shunning. And as far as how they get through it, not well. You know, I don't think there's anything we can do other than you try to shield them from the media as much as possible. But it's a long road. And then, of course, depending on the culture and the family, sometimes the kids have already acclimated to a parent's criminal behavior. And therefore, you know, they're going to grow up and replicate it.
Yeah. Pure speculation here, but what does it say about the character of a person who does surround themselves with people like this? I mean, Jay-Z and Diddy are not the only ones. Diddy is specifically not the only one who Jay-Z has surrounded himself with over time. Looking back, R. Kelly, obviously another character who is now in prison for his crimes, but also involving young people, people who were not willing to participate in what was going on. Some were of adult age, some were not. And I mean, literally, the guy had an album with him, like I think they even had two, The Best of Both Worlds is what it was called. And then they went on tour together, which ended abruptly, apparently some sort of a scuffle or disagreement. But I mean, that's a pretty big connection. It's not just you did a, I mean, I get celebrities that end up doing duets with people. It's for the job of what you do. Like Celine Dion did a song with R. Kelly. I don't think Celine Dion is out there raping children. But you have a, you know, kind of a tight relationship there. Someone who has a horrible track record. You have another one with another character, Diddy here, and God knows if there's anybody else, but it certainly doesn't look good, by any means. And these are all things in the past. Is it reasonable to think that if, you know, Jay-Z was, you know, just doing his job, which was being a rapper at the time, creating music, creating entertainment and pieces, that he wouldn't have any idea that these people were up to what they were up to, especially R. Kelly, because at the time of those albums, there was already, one of his cases was already done. We'd already seen the video that had come out of him with a young woman, I think a child actually, in his basement in front of his Soul Train Award, that was public knowledge. It was shopped around in the 90s before YouTube and everything. So there was a lot of information that maybe this guy's into kids or inappropriate things.
Oh, yeah.
And you still connect up and you do all these things with him. I mean, I get people out there to make money. R. Kelly was still a superstar after that video, believe it or not, to anybody who wasn't around at that time. It took another lawsuit to take him down. But he chose. He chose to be around somebody like that. That to me is like a pretty big deal. I mean, that's a maneuver. That's a choice you made to continue a relationship with someone like that. I'm not saying he knew much or knew anything, but it's certainly questionable. I mean, any of us in our professional work, if a colleague that formerly had a good reputation and then didn't, and there was things like this, I don't think any of us would be lining up going, yeah, let's collaborate with that person. That to me is a real baffling and a damning thing against Jay-Z, even more than at this point, I would say Diddy.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%. And you hit the word with money. I think it's money, fame, power, and just an utter lack of integrity. And I think it says something about our culture that these are the people we make famous. Mm-hmm. You know, I once worked in a group practice where there was a person who was a mental health clinician and he was writing hot checks around town. I left. It's like, I do not want my name on the door with somebody who lacks honesty and integrity. And it would be interesting to know if there were celebrities over time who became aware of this behavior and said, I don't want anything to do with that guy. You know, those are the people we can respect, but certainly not the ones who must have had some awareness and chose to still affiliate with him for personal gain.
Well, R. Kelly, I mean, everybody knew what was going on there. I mean, you're making a calculated risk if you're going to collaborate with somebody, make an album with somebody, go on a tour with somebody. You're calculating that risk going, I believe that this is done and there's no more that's going to come out about this person, or that this is going to be enough money and this is going to be more beneficial to me than the negative side of that. That does not seem like it was a risk that paid off in any stretch of imagination here for Jay-Z and R. Kelly. We all know that from years ago, but again, he made that choice. Yes. Is it just money? Which it could be. It could have just been, this is a good money-making opportunity and I'm going to take it. Risks be damned. But mm-hmm. I mean, this is, you know, cause and effect. There is, repercussions to your choices and actions, whether or not you were actively doing anything horrible with these people or not.
Yeah, 100%. Guilt by association. And if you have integrity, you get away from people who do things like this.
Yeah. Like they want to have to explain to their daughter about, you know, these accusations and how people are out to get money and this. And that. How about you explain why were you doing a tour with a child predator for several years of your life when she was, I don't think she was even born yet, or she was very, very young. Explain that aspect and why daddy did those things. Let's not just go immediately to the victims or the person who's claiming they're a victim is wrong. Why don't we explain our life choices a little bit and how daddy got into this position to begin with?
100%. Yep.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
You're neck deep in a dark, twisted tale. And just as the tension peaks, bam, a commercial about some miracle diet pill breaks the spell. It's like finding a fly in your soup after the first bite. But here's the fix. True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. You get to enjoy your crime stories without the junk. Ad-free episodes, extended interviews that go beyond the surface, and early access to all the gruesome details. It's like swapping out a can of cheap beer for a glass of fine whiskey. So search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and keep the darkness flowing uninterrupted.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations. because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like 2-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This message is sponsored by Greenlight. With school out, summer is the perfect time to teach our kids real-world money skills they'll use forever. Greenlight is a debit card and the #1 family finance and safety app used by millions of families, helping kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. Parents can send their kids money and track their spending and saving, while kids build money confidence and skills in fun ways. Start your risk-free Greenlight trial today at greenlight.com/iHeart. That's greenlight.com/iHeart.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like 2-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like 2-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You look amazing. What have you been doing?
You've heard of Ozempic, Wegovy, and other GLP-1 medications, right? Well, if you qualify, Zelda providers can prescribe semaglutide, the same active ingredient, at up to 90% less without insurance. Done all online.
No wait at the doctor's office or pharmacy?
No wait. Zelda can ship the same active ingredients as other expensive GLP-1s to your door.
Get started with Zelthy today for just $39. Call #250 and say keyword care. That's the same active ingredients in Wegovy or Ozempic, but for 80 to 90% less. That's #250 keyword care.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Build a polished wardrobe that shows you stay you wherever you go with Mack Weldon. Use code MACK25 for 25% off your first order of $125 or more at MackWeldon.com.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.